Well, hello, lovely humans. Today we are going to talk about what you're supposed to do after you get engaged.
Other than freak out, obviously.
If you are not standing out on a balcony screaming, "I'm engaged! I'm engaged!" you're doing it wrong. But honestly, once you get over your Monica Bing moment, reality hits you. You have a wedding to plan. And that's either extremely exciting or extremely scary. But whatever you do, don't panic. Here are a list of 7 things that you should do as soon as you get engaged. Number 1, tell your loved ones. Freak out with your best friend. Call your mom sobbing hysterically. Send texts to everyone in your phone book. And then go to social media if you want. If that's your personality, do it. Take the best ring selfie you've ever taken in your life. Skip the filter. No one needs a filter on that pretty ring. Just freak out and really bask in the beginning of the next chapter of your story with your fiance. Oh yeah, you might not want to forget about your fiance. They're kind of important in this too. But the ring is so pretty. Once the hype has died down from all of your loved ones, the second thing you're going to want to do is set a freaking budget. Oh, for the love of all that is holy. Set a budget first. Don't start planning unless you know how much money you have to spend. Because I know what's going to happen is you're going to fall in love with a venue that you can't afford, or you're going to be looking at photographers that are way out of your price range. So sit down and have a practical, honest, heart-to-heart conversation with your fiancé, with your parents, with his parents, with whomever may be, you know, contributing to your wedding day, and come up with a real number that you have to work with. Daydreaming is dangerous without a budget. Try as hard as you can to start with a budget. Just start there, and honestly, the rest will fall into place. Number 3, hire a coordinator. Shameless coordination plug. I know, but it wouldn't be my channel if I didn't say something like this. If you hire a coordinator, so much stress is lifted off your shoulders. If you're working with a tight budget, that's something I completely understand, but if you have the room to hire one, hire one. A typical wedding takes about 250 hours to plan, so if you're of the mindset that time is money, then a coordinator is going to save you a lot of money. They're going to save you the pain of researching things when they already know what general costs should be. They're going to save you the agony of poring over contracts. They can help to hone in your vision, they can help direct you on your budget, and so many other things. Number 4, pick a guest list. Come up with a rough number. Do you have a big family? Are you part of a local church or synagogue? Do you have a lot of college friends that you're definitely going to want to attend? All of those things are going to come into play when you are setting up a guest list. The next 3 are kind of interchangeable in order, and there's no hard and fast rule. It's kind of like the whole chicken or the egg thing. You can start working on one and then start working on another, or one may affect the other, but they're the next 3 things that you're going to want to focus on during your engagement. Number 5, pick a season. This one's pretty obvious. Winter, spring, summer, or fall? All you have to do is call. I'm awful. Think about it. Do you want a summer wedding where everyone is in light dresses and you can wear something strapless and you can feel the ocean breeze? Do you want something in the dead of winter and you want snow all around you? Or do you want fall? I mean, I don't know why I'm over-explaining this. You get what I mean. Pick a season. But I will say, come up with 3 dates that you'd be interested in getting married on. Unless there is one date that is super, super important to you, try to be a little bit more flexible. So if you want to get married in fall, come up with a date for September, and then maybe 2 dates for October. So you have some options when you're hunting around. Number 6, define your wedding style. Now, obviously this could be strongly influenced by the season that you pick. So if you want to have a spring wedding, that could affect your color palette. It could also affect if you are indoors or outdoors. It could affect the textures that you decide to use, the dress that you decide to wear, the centerpieces you decide to create. All of those things are affected by the wedding style. And the season. So those 2 kind of go hand in hand. Number 7, which again is interchangeable with the last 3, or last 2, is venue hunting. Venue hunting is something that you should do sooner rather than later, because a lot of places get booked up 6, 12, 18 months in advance. Don't let that be too discouraging, but it is important to kind of jump on that because it'll save you a lot of heartache and a lot of time. You're going to want to find a venue that fits your budget, works well with your season, you're not gonna wanna be outdoors in the dead of winter, that will hold your ideal guest count and fits your wedding style. The beginning of your engagement can be really stressful, so while these are flexible, they're really, really good guidelines to follow, because if you find yourself overwhelmed, most likely, if you're anything like me, you're gonna find yourself wandering the dollar section at Target, staring at your pretty ring, spending way too much money. And you don't have time for that. You have a wedding to plan. So there you have it, folks. 7 things that you should do after you get engaged. Freak out with your family and your loved ones and everyone you know on social media. Set a budget, hire a coordinator, shameless plug. Plan your guest list, pick a season, pick a style, and pick a venue. If you haven't done so yet, hop on down there, smash that subscribe button, hit like on this video for more tips and tricks for the modern day bride. If you have any questions, please feel free to leave them in the comments below. What's the first thing you did when you found out you were engaged? Did you freak out? Did you go straight to ring selfie? Did you cry? Go ahead and follow us on social media. We are on Facebook and Instagram. You know, somewhere right in here. And if you or someone you know is in the engagement process, wedding planning process, I'm so good with words today. Shoot me an email, First consultation is free, and I love chatting with brides. So, until next time, bye guys. I wonder if Ariana Grande, like, her head hurts, because I've had this in my hair for like 5 minutes, and my scalp is screaming at me.